seems to be ready. Are you ready?
Like the roar of an ecstatic audience or the hushed silence of a near-perfect performance, fragments of fact and fantasy, soliloquies and spotlights, empty bottles and sore heads. So are the gigs of our lives.
I've been a musician for about 50 years now. At the end of high school, I tried my hand at a few jobs, struggling to figure out what direction to take. I'd started to meet other musicians by then and to play a little in public. In the mid-70s, I remember being at a bar in a crowd of about five. Over in the corner, a small band played popular wine bar songs of the day. I could tell the band was not very good, but I still found listening and watching the performance exciting, even thrilling. The strength of my feelings that night gave me the confidence to make a decision and become a working musician and turn my back on other possibilities I might have thought of. 40 years later, I still love to play music. I'm never bored by it. I discover new things in the moment. I enjoy hearing other people's music, although I'm a bit more picky these days. I make records with other musicians. I compose. I get better at my craft. I acknowledge my limitations. I find new insights and understandings about music, and these inform my whole life. It's what I am. I meet people, I make friends, and I travel, all while playing music. In fact, I've never played a gig that I didn't enjoy on some level. Gigs are memorable for many reasons, and there are moments playing music together when just for a short time all the planets align, but one gig stands out in my memory as a gig of my life. Over the years, I've played a lot with Joe Camilleri, in the Black Sorrows or the Revelators, even the Falcons. But my most memorable gig ever was a concert 12 years ago at the Twin Towns League Club in Queensland. That night, for some unknowable reason, the Force was with us. The Sorrows are not usually at their best in a sit-down concert situation. Sweaty, packed pubs was more our style, but that night was different. I flew up late in the day after a Rock Quiz rehearsal and jumped on stage for a quick routine sound check. Joe was feeling ill and for some reason started singing uncharacteristically softly. When we walked back on stage for the show an hour later, I experienced this most beautiful oceanic feeling. Later on, I discovered that all of us had actually felt something similar. Joe called out songs. He never works with a set list. The atmosphere just built and built. We could have crashed at any moment, but we didn't. We played in this hypnotic zone, each of us listening to the other and responding perfectly. Every single thing we did worked. When the Black Sorrows perform, there's a lot of improvising. New things are encouraged to happen. We take risks, and sometimes things don't work. The audience usually don't notice these tiny failures, but we do. We pick ourselves up and get back in the saddle and go hunting for a new great moment. But this night was different. We move effortlessly from song to song, riding a giant wave into the shore. I thought, wow, this is incredible. It won't last. But I pushed that thought aside and without thinking just continued to ride the wave as it went higher and higher. We soared across the wave right to the end of the show where it felt like we all gently landed, slightly stunned, on the shore. The audience jumped to their feet and gave us a huge ovation. That night was easily one of the greatest musical moments I've ever experienced. As we walked off stage, I said to Joe, I thought it was the best gig we'd ever done, but he kind of laughed it off a bit self-consciously. But the audience proceeded to come up after the show and raved and raved. I was pleased and relieved, in fact, to find this experience I had felt wasn't just in my head. Many people said it was the best gig they'd ever seen. Later on that night, after the audience had left, the five of us sat chatting. The two Joes, Tony, Claude and myself, all agreed that something unusual had happened that night. For an hour and a half, we had all shared the same oceanic feeling.
And Brian Nankervis on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.